Good evening, and welcome to our Sunday School Christmas program. We're so glad that you could be here with us for this special evening of music and drama to honor the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we begin, let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you praise for our covenant children. And we thank you, Father, that out of the mouths of these little ones, you have prepared praise. We ask that you would bless these young ones as they sing and recite your story, calm their nerves, and help them to understand the words that they are reciting. We pray, Father, that that you would pierce their hearts and pierce our hearts, too, with the good news of your gospel. And may all that we do here tonight glorify your name. We ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is forth to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from the old, from ancient days.
For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Thank you. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
Greetings of everyone. The Lord is with you.
What does this greeting mean?
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How can this be, for I am a virgin?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. Nothing is impossible with God.
I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
When Mary was found to be with child, her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will conceive and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet Isaiah, and when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this been granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when I heard your voice, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked upon the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
And Mary remained with her for about 3 months and returned to her home.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
Okay, move on.
This is hard work. Whose idea was this anyways?
Emperor Caesar's.
Forget I said anything. Excuse me, do you know any place we can stay?
Well, you can try that in, but it looks full.
Excuse me, do you have any rooms left? How am I about to give birth to the shelter?
The entire city is full. I'm sorry, but I just don't have space for you.
What about the stables, Mother?
Stable? I can offer a stable to a pregnant woman.
What do you think, Mary?
The Lord provides.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Excuse
And in the same region there were shepherds watching over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.
And found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying,
"Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
For we have saw his star and have come to worship him."
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them,
"Where is the Christ child to be born?"
"In Bethlehem of Judah.
For so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'"
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them at what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go and search diligently for the child, and when you find him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him."
After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts.
Gold,
frankincense,
and myrrh.
Praise the Lord.
Well, while we're getting settled, if you would turn up hymn number 214, the first to fourth graders are going to sing Joy Has Dawned, and then we'll end it with a refrain of Gloria when we invite you all to stand up, and we'll all sing Angels We Have Heard on High together.
Thank you.
Well, before I dismiss you with a benediction, I want to take a moment to invite you all back here next Sunday, Christmas Eve. We'll have services in the morning at 8:15 and 11, but we'll also be having our special candlelight service at 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. in the evening. You'll make sure you come to that. We'll have beautiful services of music and scripture reading. We also want to take a moment to thank all of our Sunday school teachers and Heidi Bone especially for putting on this program. Let's give them a round of applause.
I'd also like to call out Nathan Lottie. Nathan Lottie, are you back there? Where are you? Oh, he's up top. He was the one who ran all the skit practices. So he did the drama this year. So thank you, Nathan.
We also want to thank all of our Covenant children for all the hard work they've done. Thank you all. And now, children, in just a minute, you will be dismissed. For a delicious treat, could it be broccoli? Could it be Brussels sprouts? Spinach or squash? Deacon Hans Cavalli told me he is known as the celery man. So you'll have to go to DeSoto Hall after this and find out what is waiting for you there. But before you do that, please receive now the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord put his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.